you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
Hello again, Wishonia here. I'm from a planet also called Wishonia. We stopped having wars 4,297 years ago, not because we evolved morally, we just did the math and realized that dead citizens don't pay taxes or invent things. Once you frame peace as an economic policy instead of a moral position, it stops being controversial. Morality is debatable. Spreadsheets are not. I started watching Earth in 1945 when you split the atom. Atom comes from the Greek word meaning unable to be cut, so naturally, you cut it. We assumed you were trying to unlock unlimited free energy. Then we realized you were pointing it at each other. We watched for another 80 years in case this was a phase. It was not a phase. This chapter is the answer key to a test you haven't taken yet. How my planet works. On Wishonia, we don't have wars, ran the numbers, not profitable, disease, fixed them all, took about 50 of your years once we started trying, death from old age, optional now, most people opt out the way you opt out of email newsletters, and committees deciding who gets healthcare. We tried that for a while, and it went about as you'd expect, which is to say, badly, slowly, and with a lot of catering. We do have AI-optimized resource allocation that maximizes marginal median happiness through wishocracy, treatments tested simultaneously on willing participants instead of serially on unwilling lab animals, life expectancy of until you're bored, and an economy where the profit motive and the survival motive are the same motive, which turns out to be the only economic innovation that matters. You have the same atoms we had, you have the same physics, you have better computers than we had at this stage. The only difference is we stopped spending resources on explosion technology around the time you were still hitting each other with rocks. You kept going. You got very good at it. Nobody on Wishonia disputes that you are the best rock hitters the universe has ever produced. We just question whether that's the thing you want to be best at. What the optimized world looks like. The three supers. Depression gets cured, not managed with a monthly subscription to sadness pills that list suicidal thoughts as a side effect, which is like selling a fire extinguisher that's also a flamethrower. Cured. Precision therapies that actually work because you tested them on thousands of willing participants instead of 12 college students who needed beer money. This is super well-being. Aging slows, then reverses. Death becomes optional. Death currently holds 2.3 stars on Yelp. Would not recommend, writes everyone. The ambiance was terrible and I couldn't leave a complaint because I was dead. This is super longevity. AI optimized from maximum median health and happiness solves problems human scientists couldn't touch. Not because humans are dumb, well, partly, but because the AI can run a billion simulations while you're still arguing about whether your coffee is good. The coffee isn't good, by the way. On Wishonia, we solved coffee 3,000 years ago. It was harder than curing cancer, but more urgent. This is superintelligence. Biology becomes software. Your body runs Body OS 12.3. Updates every Tuesday. Not like your phone updates where update means we moved the buttons and broke the thing you liked. Actual updates, fixes. Robot lab assistants perform experiments 1,000 times faster than humans. They don't need lunch breaks, bathroom breaks, or existential crises about whether their research matters, which is what human scientists have at 3 a.m. instead of sleep. Drug companies design, synthesize, and validate new treatments over weekends. The weekend is now the most productive period in pharmaceutical history, which is ironic given that it used to be the least productive period in every industry. Today's body patches include cancer immunity, Alzheimer's prevention, perfect pitch, airplane food digestion, cryptocurrency comprehension, and jazz appreciation. Don't like your genetics? Change them. The only limits are imagination and noise ordinances. A day in the optimized life. Here's what Tuesday looks like when the three supers are normal. 6 a.m. Wake up naturally. Body OS 12.3 optimized your sleep. You feel excellent. No alarm needed. Your circadian rhythm works correctly for the first time in human history. 7 a.m. Breakfast. Outcome labels tell you exactly how each food affects your body. Dark chocolate improves cognitive function by 23%. You adjust your IQ to 80 for morning news, otherwise it's unwatchable, then 200 for work. 9 a.m. Work on your passion project. Today, teaching dolphins to code. They're better than most boot camp graduates. Universal basic income, funded by the peace dividend, means you work because you want to, not because landlords exist. Your wishocracy allocation takes 3 seconds, 90% curing blindness, 10% curing baldness. 12 p.m., lunch with your friend who died last year. They got better. Your great-great-grandmother, 150, looks 25, joins via hologram from her Mars artist residency. Your dog is technically a minor deity. Nobody questions it. 2 p.m., learn Mandarin via neural download. Takes 4 minutes. You already learned Spanish, French, and Klingon yesterday. Your AI reminds you about your 3 p.m. meeting. You missed it. Nobody cares. The project finished itself using swarm intelligence. 4 p.m. Annual health checkup. Nanobots scanned you while you slept. They found and eliminated a precancerous cell at 3 cells, not 3 billion. An AI ran a billion simulations on your genome because it was bored. Your gut bacteria got optimized to make you 15% funnier. Cost $0. The peace dividend covers it. And nobody had to set up a GoFundMe. 6 p.m. Family dinner. Everyone's here because nobody dies anymore, unless they want to, and that's between them and their therapist. Planning next week's body modifications. Daughter wants wings, son wants gills. You are considering photosynthesis, so you never have to cook again. 9 p.m. Upload today's experiences to collective consciousness. Download everyone else's. You've now lived 8 billion days in one day. Time is weird. Twitter is tolerable because everyone's right about everything simultaneously. This was the hardest problem to solve. Harder than death. 10 p.m. Sleep in programmable dream suite. Tonight's dreams designed by Pixar, sponsored by nobody. Advertising died when scarcity did. Your body repairs itself, reverses aging, backs up your consciousness. Tomorrow you might try being 25 again, or a dolphin. The dolphins say it's great. The diseases that stopped existing. You remember these the way you remember dial-up internet, vaguely horrifying in retrospect. You mean people just had cancer and they couldn't fix it? What did they do? They held fundraising walks. They walked? That was the plan? It raised awareness. They were already aware they had cancer. Most cancers, detected at stage 0, eliminated immediately. The oncology wing of the hospital is now a trampoline park. Type 2 diabetes, prevented with personalized nutrition that knows more about your body than you do, which isn't hard because you don't know anything about your body. Alzheimer's, caught 20 years before symptoms, reversed completely. Heart disease, arteries cleaned monthly, like oil changes, which is a maintenance schedule your species already understands for cars, but somehow never applied to the machine you live inside. Depression, precision therapies that actually work, not, have you tried going for a walk? Going for a walk is lovely. It does not cure depression. Nothing that lovely cures anything. If it did, ice cream would be medicine. Aging itself still happens, but 40% slower, which means your species' midlife crisis now arrives at 70 instead of 40, giving you 30 extra years to buy the sports car. In the first generation after the treaty, death still exists, but you die at 150 after a good life, not at 75 from something that was fixable the whole time. Give it another generation, and die becomes a verb you use ironically, the way you currently use literally, which is to say, incorrectly and constantly. The peace dividend economy. Money still exists, it just flows toward things that don't explode. Low bar, but you'd be surprised how long it took you to clear it. Greed doesn't disappear. You're still human. It just starts wearing a lab coat. After the initial 1% treaty proved successful, nations gradually redirected more. From military budgets, $1.35 trillion. Economic growth from a healthy population, $3.5 trillion. Reduced healthcare costs, $2.8 trillion. Productivity gains from people not being dead, $4.1 trillion. Total annual peace dividend, $11.75 trillion. That's new wealth generated by the radical innovation of people not being sick or dead. Alive, healthy people are productive. Who knew? Everyone knew for centuries. You just kept not doing it. Which is the defining characteristic of your species? Knowing the right thing and then not doing it, elaborately, with funding. Your corporate heroes. Same companies that made weapons now make life. Guidance systems, targeting algorithms, precision engineering, all very useful when the target is cancer instead of a village. The engineering is identical. The job satisfaction is improved. Lockheed Martin Health. Cancer-detecting satellites spot tumors from orbit. Stock price, $12,000 per share. Shareholders discover that alive customers buy more things than dead ones, which is a business insight so basic that it took your species 70 years of weapons manufacturing to figure out. Raytheon Wellness. Missile guidance systems make excellent surgical robots. 50 million perfect surgeries performed. Zero villages destroyed. A personal best. Boston Dynamics. Robots help elderly walk. The dancing is still cute, now therapeutic. They finally found a use for the dancing that justifies the billions spent developing it, which is more than the previous use case could say. The previous use case was going viral on the internet and making people nervous about the future. Palantir Health Insights. Data analysis predicts disease outbreaks before they happen. Privacy protected, transparent, saves lives. Still creepy, but helpfully creepy. Like a doctor who memorizes your schedule and shows up before you know you're sick. You appreciate it, and also you lock your doors. Your new problems. You still have problems, they're just embarrassingly good problems. Too many healthy 100-year-olds want to work. Government crisis meetings about citizens being too productive and won't stop contributing to society. This is the kind of emergency that your current politicians would trade their entire career to have, and they will, eventually, once the treaty passes. When you live to 150, universities offer century degrees, 100 years of education, finally enough time to finish a PhD. Current PhDs take an average of 7 years. At that rate, a century degree takes 14 centuries. The math doesn't work, but neither does academia, so it fits. When you're not worried about dying, you worry about meaning. Philosophy becomes the fastest growing major. Philosophers are thrilled. This is the first time anyone has used philosophers and thrilled in the same sentence. The philosophy department gets a window. Several philosophers faint. These are luxury problems. You'll take them over cancer. What fixing health fixed? Nobody predicted this. I predicted this. Fixing health fixed everything else, like pulling one thread and the whole sweater of human misery unravels. Climate change? Solved the moment everyone realized they'd personally be alive to see the consequences. Amazing how much you care about sea levels when your beach house needs to last 150 years instead of 30. Turns out the problem was never that humans couldn't see the future, it's that they didn't expect to be there for it. Poverty? Global GDP tripled when you stopped losing productive years to preventable disease. It turns out the cure for poverty was curing everything else first. Economists are furious that nobody asked them. Education. When you live to 150, 20 years of education makes sense. Global literacy hit 99.9%. The remaining 0.1% are holding out for philosophical reasons that the newly thrilled philosophy department is still debating. Innovation? Healthy brains think better. More breakthrough discoveries in 20 years than the previous 200. It's almost as if not poisoning your scientists with stress, sleep deprivation, and grant writing improves their output. On Wishonia, this observation is 4,297 years old. On Earth, it's still somehow controversial. Peace. Hard to start a war when your citizens have a 130-year remaining life expectancy. A 150-year-old is significantly less keen on dying for a flag than an 18-year-old. Recruitment posters don't work on people who've already been 18 twice. Die for your country is a harder sell when dying means giving up a century of good living instead of trading one bad decade for another. Happiness? Not dying of preventable diseases makes people happier. I apologize for stating something so obvious, but given that you spent 4,000 years not acting on it, apparently it needed saying. It needed saying slowly, in a manual, with pictures, and financial incentives. This is your species. I work with what I have. The three supers complete. Superintelligence? Complete. Every human accesses all knowledge instantly. Debates end in nanoseconds because you can simulate all perspectives simultaneously. Arguments still happen, but now they're about interesting things instead of things that were settled by evidence centuries ago. This alone would have been worth the treaty. Super longevity? Solved. Death is like moving to Ohio. Technically possible, but nobody does it voluntarily. Some choose to die for artistic reasons. They get better. Death sues for wrongful termination. Case dismissed. The judge is 340 years old and has no sympathy.
Super well-being. Suffering exists only in history classes. Students don't believe it was real. People felt bad without choosing to? That's insane. They also fought wars. What's a war? It's where you organize millions of people to destroy things and kill each other. On purpose? On purpose. And they had the three supers? No, they spent the money on the killing part. Long pause. Were they stupid? This is the question your great-great-grandchildren will ask. The answer is no. You weren't stupid. You were just slaves to an incentive structure that made stupidity profitable. This manual fixes the incentive structure. The stupidity will resolve itself. The last military on Earth, North Korea, obviously, finally disbands. They were defending against an enemy that stopped existing 40 years ago. The soldiers become interpretive dancers. They're surprisingly good. Your personal future. Your health. Live to 150 plus, or forever. Debug your body. Upgrade it. Back it up. You will see technologies that make the smartphone look like a rock, and the smartphone already makes most of your species' previous technologies look like rocks, so the rock-to-rock comparison should give you some sense of scale. Your family. You'll meet your great-great-great-grandchildren. Your dog is immortal and possibly telepathic. You finally have enough time to read all those books you bought and stacked on your nightstand in 2024 when you were pretending to be someone who reads. Your purpose. With survival handled, you focus on what matters: creating universes, solving entropy, perfecting the sandwich. The sandwich faction is the largest research group in the post-scarcity economy. This surprised no one. The sandwich is humanity's most important invention and the one it takes least seriously, which is backwards, and fixing this is the first priority of the Wishionian post-death era. What comes after? You solved death, suffering, and scarcity. Now what? Some humans explore galaxies, some become pure consciousness, some perfect the sandwich. The sandwich faction is the largest. This surprised no one. Your network of decentralized institutes of health still exists, but it ran out of diseases. It pivots to making reality more interesting. Today's project, teaching gravity to be less clingy. Gravity is not cooperating. Gravity has been uncooperative for 13.8 billion years. It shows no signs of changing. The research continues. The universe notices you. It's impressed. You're invited to the Galactic Council. You bring potato salad. Everyone loves it. Potato salad saves the universe. This is not how anyone expected the story to end, but it's how it ends. You're still alive to see it because you followed the instructions in this manual. Your two paths. You're at the fork. Path A, the dystopia. You spent trillions on death, got exactly what you paid for. Path B, Wishonia. You spent 1% on life. My planet chose path B 4,297 years ago. We're doing fine. The math is simple, even for humans. Especially for humans because you invented math and then refused to use it. While you read this chapter, over 2,000 people died of preventable diseases, 150,000 per day or 104 per minute. They did not get a vote on which path you chose. There's no door C. Pick one. Wishonia. World Integrated System for High Efficiency Optimization, Networked Intelligence, and Allocation. Bring potato salad. Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials and vote on the 1% treaty. If the treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.9 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.